We are in Daf Nun Ches Amud Beis. Let us learn the second Tosfos. The Gemara wanted to say that it is speaking about, according to the first Pshat in Rashi, Gemara is the Kasha, we need Kodma Shchivas HaBaal LeBoil. So how do we have this by Shemeres Yavam? So the Gemara wanted to say that the Yavam was Mizana with the Shemeres Yavam. So we have Kodma Shchivas Baal LeBoil. So the Gemara asks, Shemeres Yavam Kores Lo Ishtei Ma'alyi Dom Arav Kona Lakel. So Tosfos asks, Ubenofal Min Hagag V'Niska. What would the Tosfos says, I have a different case. That is Kodma Shivas Bala Boyu, and he's not Kaine, the Nofa Minagag Veniska, Oiben Iskaven, Latiach Bekaisel. So there you have Kodma Shivas Bala Boyu, and he's not Kaine, because there's no Kavanas Bia. Leke look me. The Vijitain Ish Boches Shivtoim. Mi baladei ishech, de mashme mi baladei ishech, she nosan boch es shchiftoi. That the baal was shoch avim a nosan shchiftoi, mash bein a baal kavonos shchive. This is besides the husband that was a shoichei, so there was Zanoi, who also was a shoichei. About Kaponim, it would seem that you need kavonas shchive. Just like the boil, there was kavonas shchive. The v'yitein ish boch es shchivtoi, mi bala de ishech, so your husband also, there was kavonas shchive. So in such a case of niska, in the Skavalatir, there was no Kavanas Shchive. The Keren Eire is Ma'ire, L'Cheire, there is a case. Let's say that the Baal was Boil Be'eva Meis, and the Rambam Shita is that there's a Din Kinoi and a Shochuf, that's also Be'eva Meis. So that's called a Shchive. That's called a shchive. If a shchive be'ever meis is called a shchive, masha'enkin legabi yibum. Even though it's called a shchive, but it's not koine because you need derech hakam Hashem. So lechere we have a hechetimtze that it should be kodmo shchivas baal boil, and he shouldn't be koine. This kasha the Keren Eire asks. Let us go further in the Gemara. Rav Pope Omar, that means we had a raya from this Mishnah to Rav Sheshes, that yesh chupa lepsulois. Is Rav Pope Omar right? There's no raya bechlau that yesh chupa lepsulois. Na haitanu desanye ein mekanin lo la russo la hashkoiso kshia russo, avo mekanin oiso la hashkoiso kshihi nesuwe. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Rav Papa Omar, lo ilam loitaydik mino di yesh chupe, there's no raya from this Mishnah di yesh chupe, the Mishnah, that would says, Omen Shloisotis Arusa, it's speaking about that the Kine was when she wasn't Arusa, Vinoso, Ubo Aleo, Vohodar Istatro, and then there was Stire, Umashkeloi de Oisoi Kinoi, Vahaitano. So, what is Rashi saying in this first Lashon? That there's a Tane that holds that the Kinui, you could make Kinui Be'erisin, and you could have Stira B'Nesuin. The Kinui Be'erisin helps on the Stira B'Nesuin. So then, all our problems are solved. He made kinui when she was an arusa. Then he made nisuin, not through chuppe, and chuppe lepsules, but really he could make chuppe also because she's not a psula yet. Other benosa or bola or kaponim because he's manukim me oven. There's no oven after kinui, and then after. Then the nosa bola, siyav kod meshchiv basbala boil. Then there was a stire, and then there was a hashko. So there's no raya bechlau that yesh chupa lepsulas. The chupa doesn't have to be an apsula. The chupa can be after the kinoi, before the stire. That is one pshat in Rashi. Lishna achina omar apopa la'olam dekine lok shehi arusa. There was kini when she was in Arusa. V'istatro. And there was tira when she was in Arusa. U'mashkilok she nesue. And ashkoz when she's a nesue. U'dikar shalok ein menuki miyovain. So we had a problem ein menuki miyovain. And therefore we had to say that he made chupim. And therefore we had a raya that yesh chupa lepsulos. Haytanu delesle hach drosha. This tana doesn't hold of the drosha of menuki miyovin. So memele, so it could be just like this tana doesn't hold the drosha of menuki miyovin. So it could be the tana of the Mishnah also doesn't hold the drosha of menuki miyovin. Vizehu loshin moiri, buhu nire ike. Rashi likes the second shot. The lalish nekame ikele mifrech im kain mai loisotisi arusa. The Mishnah says, I wasn't mezana when I was an arusa. According to the first shot, there wasn't any stira when she was an arusa. There was kini when she was an arusa. Vahadarabo, ho loikshi arusa istatra. There was no stira when she was an arusa. According to the second shot is good. So forget, the stira was when she was an arusa, and there's no raya to Rav Sheshes because the standard holds, you don't need menuka miyobin. Let us see Taisvis. Rav Papa Omar Haitane, Perish Bekuntres Beloshin Sheini, Loilom Dikini Lo, Bistatrek Shi Arusa, Vahaitan de Leslay Hartrosha de Venika Ishma Oven. The Leslay Hartrosha Shekodma Shrivas Bal doesn't hold all these droshes. Because Shalari, the Beresh Buis, the Besoite, Bekama Duchti Porchami Botkala Mai, Vasanya Venika Ish, Beloy Mishani, Haitanahu, if there's a Tana that holds you don't need Venika Ish, so why doesn't the Gemara know this place to save it? There's a Tana that holds you don't need Shibi Menuka Miyovin. Mash Medeleke Manda Polik, there's no such Manda Yoma that holds that it doesn't have to be Menuka Miyovin. Voit, Menole da Haitane Loiboyshe Tigdoim Shrivas Bal. How do you know, Bechlau, you don't need Shrivas Bal? Dume, Kshebo, Alea, Arusa, Beveis, Avia, Ayri. He's Tamazay, no Rai. Rashi says he holds you don't need Shrivas Bal either. Where do you see that? Hey, Mikanu, La Arusa, La Ashkoisha, Kshi Arusa, Makanu, La Ashkoisha, Kshi Nesu. So where do you see you don't need Shrivas Bal? Kabi, you don't need Shrivas Bal. And there was Shrivas Bal, was Mazana with her. V'nire k'loshin rishin shebekuntres. So Rashi said on the first loshin, it's speaking about that there was only kinui by the Erison, and then they made nesuin, and then there was tira. So what shall be shaloi sotis aruse? There was no tira when she was naruse. The koma loshin nistra be Erison koma. Halachi koma. Shaloi sotis, she wasn't mezane, liyai, that she has to swear. Shaloi sotis, liyais nivdekes oleho bekinui de eresa. Loi sotis arusa, that means she wasn't mezane, that she should become nivdekes to the kinui that was be eresa. Miu gamlo loshen zektas koshe. Kiven shetzorich lahavi raya al zeh shemoyel kini da'irisun la'ashkoiso b'stira de nisui. Heisis, the Gemara says that he's bringing a raya. There's a tane that holds that the kinui, the erison, helps on the stir of Nesuin. And therefore, that could be pshatan on Mishnah also. Now, he had to bring a raya that there's such a tane. That's why he brought this tane. So, Taisus asks, Manolai daitane islai hai svara. Where do you see in this tane that he said that kinui de erison helps on the suin? Ekela frushi mekane la rusa la shkoishakshi nesua. Heine de kinui lokshi a rusa vistatra nichnasa lochupa vlainiva loki de perashnu mas nisen de lel. That means you are bringing a tane that holds kinui of erison helps on stir of nesuin, and that's how you want to zet sign shot in the Mishneh. Pector Toysa merde kakash, where do you see this in this tane? He says the Loshen Sosum. Just like we learn Pshat the Mishnah that it's speaking about that the Stira was also an Erison. She can learn Pshat this Tana also. So where did you find that Tana? That's Taisvus Kasha. Let's go further. Rav Nachman ba Yitzhak Oma Ayidei Gilgu. Let us see Rashi. Rav Nachman Oma Masnisen the whole geshef that you said that it's speaking about it was kinui and stiro and she was in Arusa. Then we have a problem in mashkenok shinisue, so there was a chuppah and a rayish chuppah lepsules. The Mishnah isn't speaking about it. There was kinui and stiro and she was in Arusa. Ela kinui lo mishini says there was first was nisuin. And then he, after the Nisuin, he made Kinoi. And then there was Stire. And therefore the to the Kinoi of Nisuin is Mashka. Umegalgul all of Shvue kol yomim shoisa tachtav mission is arso. That which is to swear on Shaloi Zonis. Shloisotis, kshi yaruse, that's a din of Gilgul Shvue. Not that the kinui in stire were on this matzah. The kinui still was after Nisuim, but there's a din of Gilgul Shvue. Since you mechuyev to swear on the stire that was done after the kinui, which was after the Nisuim, so there's a din Gilgul Shvue. You have to swear and all matzovim that you were tachtov. Vigalgala shvua ko yomim shahiso tachtov mishinisarso v'nivdeko. Umikan legilgul shvua minatoire. So you're learning completely wrong pshat in the Mishneh. The Mishneh is not speaking about a kinui in stire that was b'shas eresin. The kinui stire was b'shas nesuin. There's no problems whatsoever. It's called Meshchivas Bala Boil. There's no minuki problem of minuki miyovin. And als Gilgul Shvue, she has to swear if she was Mizana when she was in Arusa. That's Rav Nachman's Teretz. Rav Nachman by Yitzhak's Teretz. Let us see Taisvis. Ayidei Gilgul. So Taisvis is a kasha. Loiboi lasuki Gilgul. Mi gilgul de ish achel. That means like this. The Gemara says in Saita that when she swears, there was a stire with a certain person. There was kinui. He told the altistari employee, and then she was nista, and then she was Mizana with her. So here she has to swear that she wasn't Mizana with him. Fine. Then it says in the Mishnah that she has to swear Shaloisotis Meish Acher. Not with this person, not with another person. Now, another person, was there a Glaim Ladova on another person? No. I don't know another person. I don't know. There was no Kini on another person. There's no Stir of another person. But Rav Alpikein, Alt Gilgul Shvu, you swear on another person.
So Tosfos says, Tamar de Kikasha. So Gilgul Shvu I know from Ish Acher. So if I know Gilgul Shvu from Ish Acher, so why do you need a new limud? Is that in Gilgul Shvu or Shaloi Sotis Arusa? I know Gilgul Shvu. So why do you need two limud? That is Tosfos Kasha. And we didn't learn the Tosfos God, but Tosfos and Daphne and Chesem Adalov brings down the Gemara in Saita that there's two omens. One omen goes on Al Ish Acher, and another omen goes on Arusa. So Tosfos says, why do you need two limudim? Ish Acher is also Gilgul Shvua. There's no raglayim l'dov on Ish Acher, but there's a din of Gilgul Shvua Gerer Shvua. If you're mechuyev to swear to me on this shaila, so you mechuyev to be mevar already other shailos, which I don't have any heichocha bechlal that there was znus. You mechuyev to be mevar already. So Tosfos says the leidomi the Gilgul leidomi the Gilgul the ish acher roi lahashkeis al yodai im hoya mekane al yodai. Avol karkois lav benoi shvuni nuklal. Avol migilgul da arusa yalev shaper de lav bas ashkoi klal. Vafilohochi migalgul's nus da erisim. So Tosfos says a beautiful teretz. Let us, before we come to soite, let us speak about two cases. There's a klal in Shvuos, in Hilchos Shvuos, let's speak about the Shvuos of Choshen Mishpat, that you only can be mechayev someone a Shvuah if there's a drorah de Shvuah. A drorah de Shvuah means that there's a hechoche that you take all the money. Let's say, where's the Shvuah derais? Amayde b'miktzes. Yenna says, you owe me, I lent you $100. He says, no, not $180 you lent me. So, from the dying, here's this whole thing. First of all, ein adam tevem ken yeshle. He slaps him to bez in the month $100. Yesh tevorim begav. And so from the taina, you see already that he owes him something. The whole thing isn't a lie. And he's mighty. Yeah, I do. Not so much. So we see from the whole picture that something's cooking here. Al kaponim, the mestami does owe him, so the taine in kfire is enough that we should father Rabbi be mevara this, please. Swear. That means, but we have a hichoch already that mestami, he does owe him. Well, there's a mokim to think that he owes. Or let's say, what's another case of shvua? Eidechot. Shvua is eidechot is also. No. He's not two Eidim, but his Neidechot says that he lent him $100. He says, I never borrowed. But his Neidechot that said he borrowed. So Memele, so a Neidechot also creates a Drore of Shvuah. So now, let us speak about a Gilgul Shvuah. Let's say a Neidechot came on one Choy. A Neidechot said that he saw that Reuven lent Shimon $100 Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Fine. She says, Mechuyev to swear. He says, no, I never borrowed any money. Fine. See, Mechuyev to swear. Now, Reuven says, you know, that was Rosh Chodesh Nissan. You know, Rosh Chodesh year, I lent you another $100. Right? I don't have an Eidechot, but I lent you another $100 Rosh Chodesh year. So, really, on this new Tviyah, we don't have any Heichoches that Reuven is right. But there's a din Gilgul Shvuah. Shimon, you're ready mechuyev to be mevara one shayla. Shvuah gerere shvuah, be mevara another shayla. So pshat is the reason without Gilgul Shvuah, he wouldn't have to swear because there's no heichoche. There's no heichoche on the halvor of Iyur, of Rosh Chodesh Iyur. So we say, no, swear without a heichoche. That's the din of Gilgul Shvuah, that Shvuah Gerere Shvuah, since you're mechuyev to swear, you're mechuyev to be mevarer all tainus that he has to you. Fine. That's one halacha of Gilgul Shvuah. Now let's talk about that this Reuven tells them there's a third thing involved. He says, you know, the karka you are living on, that karka belongs to me. Now by karka, now in this case, there's two problems. Number one, there's no drore. Number two, I feel there would be a dror. I feel on a dechad would come and say that a karka belongs to Reuven. But there's a klal, einish boy in ala karkois. Even there is a dror, but there's a klal that we don't swear on karka. This is a new klal. We don't swear on karka. So if we don't swear on karka, mehechi teisa, there should be a din gilgul shvua. Could be the whole din gilgul shvua is only if there's only missing a sibe lechaiva shvue, that means I don't have a hechoche. So that is a din gilgul shvue. But if this is a object, she'enish boin olof, so it could be the gilgul shvue wouldn't help. So to say nishboin al kakois is a bigger chiddush. So now the Tosfos says as follows. The Gemara is saying now, it is never shayach to be mechayev a shvue an aznus ta'irisen. That's what Rav Nachman is saying now. Why can you be mechayev a shvue? It can be mashkan aznus ta'irisen? Because the Gemara is saying, we need that it should be, he has to be menuke meyovein. He has to be menuke meyovein, and you can't make, Nisuin after kini istiris, not menukim yoven, and echupal upsulis. So there's no echetimtze bechlau to swear on aznusta erisim. So memele, so that's einish boinol, if you can't make it. By ish acher. That what is a gilgushwush, he has to swear on ish acher. Their pshat is that you can make kini yestir on yishacher also is a bar hashko. No, the meister was no kini yestir all of. So there is a din of gilgul shvua. But that is a din shvua and znus da'irisen and znus da'irisen is bachlal alav bar hashko. With the way the Gemara is going now, because you need Menuchim Yovin and Echupal Upsulis. So Memele, so this is a new din. That's what Tosfos wants to say. Avol Karkois, Lav B'nai Shvua Ninu, Klau. Avol Migilgul Darusi Yalev Shaper, the Lav Bas Ashkoi Klau, it's never Shaykh B'chlau, to create a Chiyuv Ashko on his new Steirisen. So from this din of this is an extra amen that we learn shloi satisi arusa. From here we learn there's a din gilgul shvu an karka. Vim taima. Ulamai de dakinan minei leel de yeshchupe lepsulois. The Gemara in the beginning wanted to say Yeshchupa lepsulois, b'lo mekminin al yedei gilgul. That we wanted to say it's not speaking about gilgul shvua. It is minol on gilgul shvua. Now it's takashvei. How do you know that there's a din gilgul shvua filo by karka? V'yeshloimer de nafkalei meyishacher. We learn out gilgul shvua from yishacher. V'avem mavlik ben karkois liyishacher. This says Rav Nachman is split the hair. There's two reasons why Einish Boim. There's one Einish Boim because there's missing a drora, the Shal Shvue. There's another Einish Boim that Bechlal Einish Boim Al Karkois. But if you learn out this, it didn't Gilgul, so it didn't differentiate already. That's how Rav Sheshes learned Pshat. That means you don't need the tnoim of shvua by gilgul shvua. So there's verschiedene tnoim. There's a tnai of drora, there's a tnai nishban al karkois. All these halachas don't apply when it's a gilgul. Shvua gerer shvua. So all chishbainis become bottle. Inami the mashmalei meish acher. That could be, he learns out meish acher. We said before that there's a din shvue, she's mechuyev to sell ome loy satisi meize, loy satisi meish acher. The nafke loy meish acher, afilu koten, the domilika koi shame kanin al yodi kedisnam besoif perik arusa. So Taisva says the is a posik that we learn out that you may galgalin not only on this person that was kinistira, you may galgal al ish acher after the nisuin. So ish acher can also include a cotton. Now a cotton is a lav bar hashko. That means there's a din ein mekanin al yodoy. And if you could force her to swear on a cotton, so memela, so you see that even though a cotton is a lav bar hashko, there's also a din gilgul. Shtikel ha'ore, how do we know this din of ish acher? Let's start differently. How do we know in Mekanin al Yidei Kotten? So the Gemara says, in Mesech the Saite, it says, V'shochav ish oiso v'loi Kotten. So the whole din Mekanin is dafke by an ish and not by a Kotten. Now how do we know ish acher, that you swear on an ish acher? So the Taisus HaRosh says, tu psukim. One pasuk the Tosfos HaRosh says, "Im shochav ish oisoch kolish bein ze bein acher." So that's how we know ish acher. Im shochav ish oicher b'mar be'eni ish. So l'chayre, according to this drash, so l'chayre meichet eishi could swear on a cotton, just like you mamayet cotton from v'shochav ish oisoch. So, im shachav ish oisach, that's going on any ish, not on a cotton. So, mechi teise, you may galgo on a cotton. But Teisvis says before, and of Nenchesa Medalev, and Teis Rosh also says a different pasuk. Mi bala de ishech, that you swear on anyone who's not your husband. Anyone who's not your husband can include a cotton also. So if you learn out achev mi balade ishech, l'chayre, you should be marbe cotton also, you swear on ktanim. L'chayre, if we learn out from ishochav ish oisoch, so l'chayre, then l'chayre, not megalgal on a cotton, because ish acher, it says ish. So memele, so just like a mamayit, cotton from Kini, we should be mayit cotton from Gilgal Shvu also. Maybe that's the two terutzim in Taisvis, that it's not so posh at the second teretz. We're finished more or less with the sugya of Yeshchupa Lopsulis. Now we have a new sugya. Sholach Rav Chanine Mishmei de Rav Yoichene. Ha'oise maimer b'yevimtai, v'yesh loy och. A person, let us be megashim d'inyim. You have a eishes hameis that was a bas koyin. And she was married to a koyin. And now this koyin died. And she's falling liyibum to two brothers who are kahanim. Now, one of the brothers made maimer. V'yesh loyach, and he has another brother. So now, after the maimer, she's still a zekuke to both brothers. Min ha'teire, any brother can be miyabmo. Any brother is a schus liyabmo min ha'teire. So he said, afilu hu koyim, v'hi koyanis. So afilu, the other brother is a koyim. And she's a kehenes, poslo minatrume. So she's poslo minatrume. Why is she poslo minatrume? Because she's considered mishtameres lebia psulo to the other brother. That means the other brother could be miyabmo. He is aschus liyabmo. Minateira maima does not take away his chusibu. She is aschus to be miyabmo. Now, if he will be miyabmo, ulcheire shall become a zoine. Midarabonon, she's an Eishes Ish now. They made Maima. She's an Eishes Ish, she's an Eishes Och, whatever you want. So Lemaise, so now, Luyetsuya, if the second brother would be Miyabma, Lachayra, she'd become Posel, Letrume, Midarabonon. And the second brother, Chas V'Shalom, wasn't Miyamma, he's a tzaddik, but she's Mishtameres Labiya Psula. That means, just like Rameya had said, if a Koyin made Eresen with a Grusha, he won't make Nesun Chas V'Shalom, he made Eresen. So Rameya said, but she's Mishtameres Labiya Psula. That means that this Koyin has Schusay Nesuyin, if they listen, you have schusay nesuin, and she's mishtameres labi yipsul, and that apostle saw me the rabbonim from Trume. So memele, Rab Chanine mishmeid the Rab Yechanin said, if one brother made maima, so since she's mishtameres to abi, to the other brother also, she's mishtameres labi yas ochiv, and that is abi yipsul ami the rabbonim, so memele, she can't eat Trume right away. Let us see Rashi. Pasla mina trume, ache yichnois, till the first brother will be miyabma. Then she's nomen mishtameres to the second brother. Mishtameres labia psula, Sarashi says she yesh biyad ochiv lova yaleo. The brother could be miyabma. It's bekoichai. He has a schus on that. And if he's miyabim ha, that means that she becomes his wife. It's not stamazoi. That means he has schusim to marry her. V'chihechi dehi mishtameres lebiyosoi, just like she's mishtameres to the biya of the Baal HaMaima, kach hi mishtameres lebiyos ochiv. She ipsula midarabonot. The Yesh Biyacha Maimah, that means the Maimah was not Misalik, the Zikas Yibum from the second brother. Kedisnan Maimah Lazu, Abo Lazu, Chem Bebeish Yibomim, V'Yibom Ha'achas. So Memele, that's the Sfora of Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. So Gemara says, Laman. Now, who are you saying this according? Ilaim el Rab Meir. Eimed Omer Rab Meir, Mishtameres Labi Yepsula Lo Yochla. When did Rab Meir say that Mishtameres Labi Yepsula Lo Yochla Midereise, if it's a Bi Yepsula Midereise? Rab Meir said Mishalem in the Mishnah. He didn't say Istamazoi. He said, Amon Lekoyin Godel, Grusha V'Chalutza Lekoyin Hedyit, Mina Eresin Lo Yochla Betruma. Rab Meir said cases. Didn't say stamazoi. So let's look at this. So the cases are a biya psula deraisa. So by biya psula deraisa, Rameya said that mishtameres labiya psula deraisa loy ochla betrume. The rabbonim miyoma. Here it's only mishtameres labiya psula derabbonim. He never said that. She means to say, according to Rabbi Loza and Rabbi Shimon, that sicher doesn't make sense. Hash the mishtameres lebi yipsula deraisa ochlo derabonon mi boy. So it doesn't make sense what you're saying. Elo ki osa rovin omar osamo maimer bi yivimtoi divrei hakeloch. If he made Maima, and she's only Mishtameres Labi Yepsula Darabonon, everyone is Moide that Ochlo. Yesh Loi Ach Cholo. What is if he has a brother that's a Cholo? That means, again the story, she's a Baskoyin that's falling to two brothers, and one is a Koyin and one is a Cholo. So here she's a Mishtameres Labi Yepsula Deraisa. So yesh lo yacholo divrei hakel eino yachelos. Then afilu Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Shimon is moide de eino yachelos. Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Di yeraise biye sheipsulo di yeraise kigen amono le koyin godol. The next Rashi we'll skip over. We'll come back to the next Rashi. Yesh lo ze hayovom acholo. What if the yovom is an acholo? According to everyone, she won't eat. Afilah he bas koyin, va'afal gavdovet ba maimer. Koyin kosher, the koyin kosher made maimer. Aba kati mishtameres lebi yepsula, he lebi is acholo. She's still mishtama for the bi of the cholo. Davepsula di reise. This is absul de reise, b'lo yochlo. ואפילו לרב אלעזר ורב שמעון, אפילו לרב אלעזר ורב שמעון, that hold, that משתמרס לבי יפסו לדוזי, כי מאכשרי באמון לכהן גדול כמאכשרי, שיש לו להאכל במקום אחר. The Gemara said episalomdis, that רב אלעזר ורב שמעון holds, that a kinyan, that is bekoyach lahachel cannot be a poisel. I mean, that was epis the svar of Lazar Rab Shimon. Rab Lazar Rab Shimon said, since he is a koyin, so even though by being koyin a her, she becomes a mashtameres labi yipsula, but how could a kinyan of a koyin, which a koyin is be'etzem a machel, he can't say a kinyan that nyesoid is machel should be a poisel. I was speaking about a psul darabonam. So that was the svar of Lazar Rab Shimon. So it's like it's a chuchet lula. But that is dafke if you have a kinyan of a person who's a machel. Avo mishtameres liyovam cholo. But what if she's tameres liyovam cholo? The ain loy lahachel. He's not a machel. The koyin cholo zohu is posel over the yochlo. So the minute you lost the yesh loy lahachel, that the poisel is not a machu, so then I feel according to Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Shimon, I feel according to Rabbi Lozo and Rabbi Shimon, it will also pass. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Lo nechleku, but no, there's a machloikis, Rabbi Yechner, Shlokish, Elo shenosan lo get. There's a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, if the Yavam gave her a get, no two brothers, one brother, one Yavam. The Yavam, now let's be Megashim Dinyan before we go into the Gemara. We have here a Bas Koin that's falling, Liyibum, two Eik Koin Yavam, the Yavam is a Koin. He gave her a get. Now, a get that a Yavam gives is the Rabbonin that can get. Now, after this, the Rabbonin that can get, let us imagine, what would be if it'll be boil her? So, she'll become a halola. This is psulikunim. The Rabbonin, it's a get, and then if you boil her. So now, she's mishtaberes lebiya psula the Rabbonin. She's mishtaberes lebiya psula the Rabbonin. That's the case over here. That means you have a bas koyin, That's falling liyibum to a koyin, and this koyin gave her a get, and now this get made problems. Now, because of this get, now she's mishtameres labiya psula derabono. Is she posel letrume, yes or no? So, let us see. Rabbi Yochanan omar eicheles. Reish Lakish omar eina eicheles. Rabbi Yochanan omar eicheles, afilu l'Rab Meir domar einei eicheles, hanimil mishtameres labi yipsula deraisa. Avo derabono nochlo, but this is mishtameres labi yipsula derabono, so you could eat. Rabbi Yochanan is beautiful. Now the problem starts. V'Reish Lakish omar einei eicheles. No, she doesn't eat. Afilu Rabbi Lezva Rabbi Shimon. The Omri Yoicheles, Hani Mili, the Yesh Loi Lahachel B'mokim Acha, Avol Hocha, Kivin Dein Loi Lahachel B'mokim Acha, Loi. Now, let us understand what Reish Lakish is saying. Reish Lakish is saying, Azazach. We had mentioned before that Rabbi Lezer v'Rab Shimon hold, the case of the Mishnah speaking about that a Koyin was Mekadosh Agrusha. Now, on this case, Chameya said, he's Kaddish Agrusha, she's Meshtameres Labi Yipsula, so Mamele, she's Posel Milechel Betrum. So Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon said, this, a Maisa Kedushin should be a Posel. Doesn't make sense. If a Maisa Kedushin from a Kohen is a Machel, it can't be a Posel. Even though here Al Picheshbin, it's making Meshtameres Labi, but you can't make such a Halacha that a Maisa Kedushin, which in Yesod, could be a Machel, it can't be a Machel can't be a Poisel. Fine. Now, here, what is the Poisel over here? What passeled this Bas Koyin from eating Truma? A get. The get passeled. The vial She was a bas koyin. He's a koyin. She's eating truma, no problem. Als the father, whatever it is. There's no reason why she shouldn't eat truma l'chayra. Als the father, als the yop, whatever it is. She's eating truma. All of a sudden, he goes and gives her a get. Now, after he gives her a get, now, nashi's mishtameres l'bi epsula. So what was the poisel? The get. So do you have a place that a get is a machu? A get is never a machu. So here, the pu'ula that pasolt her is a pu'ula ha-poiseles that's never a machu. So memele here, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shimon are also made that it pasels. Let's just be magdim one hanoche before we go further. The Yashri Shakiv asks the kasha and Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said that according to Rabbi Lazar Rab Shimon, it will pass. I mean, the Gemara just before said for a double poshit, and Mr. Meres will be a psula da Rabbonon, doesn't pass, according to Rameya. And everyone's moide. Everyone is moide. If he made maima, everyone is moide, doesn't pass, because Mr. Meres will be a psula da Rabbonon. So Memele, and all of a sudden, Resh Lakish says, by a get, with alom de sahin in a hair, yeah, well, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon will pass. Nah, but it was like Chameya. This is Mesh Tamers, Rabbi Yipsula de Rabbonim. So the Yashri Shakiv says as follows, where did the Gemara get this from? That Mesh Tamers, Rabbi Yipsula de Rabbonim doesn't pass. So you know where we got it from? From the Lashon of Rameya. Rameya said, Rameya was very explicit when he said the halacha of Mr. Meres Labi Yipsula. Amona lekoyin godol, grusha v'chalutza lekoyin hedid. He said, klo, Mr. Meres Labi Yipsula, deraise, pasel. So, if you read the words, so you see, Mr. Meres Labi Yipsula, the Rabbonon doesn't pasel. So, Tiyash Reshakim Reshloki said, but let's look at the words of Rameya. Rameya is speaking about a case where yesh le lahachel b'mokimacher. Rameya is speaking about, that's the whole svar of the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon says, since this person can be machle de kedushin, so it can't pass. That's what the Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon says. So Rameya says, no, it will pass, since it's a mishtameres l'bi yipsula deraisa. So Resh Lakish says, but what will be if it's mishtameres l'bi yipsula de Rabbonon, which can't be machle b'mokimacher? So everyone is moide that it passes. That's how the Yashri Shakim says, pshat na gemara. So Memele, so Resh Lakish says, ain't no yecheles. Afilu l'Rabbi Loza v'Rabbi Shimon domo yecheles, hani mil yeshulach b'mokimacher. Avul hoche kibin da'in lo elahach b'mokimacher loy. Now let us see Rashi before we go further. Let's go back to the Rashi divrei hakel. The Gemara says, by also b'mayim divrei hakel, bein l'Rabbi Yochanan, bein l'Resh Lakish. We now know what Resh Lakish holds. Ochle betrume devei nosha. Dafilo Rameya loy posol, mishta meres labi yipsula deraise, nara mishta meres labi yipsula derabono. Now let's go to Rashi further. Elo shenosno lo get, koin lo yevim te kehenes. Vakati libi yose him mishta meres. Obi yose psula midarabono ni. De get mahani bo midarabono. Is a fill ul rab loza do omar khales ani milia de kedushin. That is the afkanai de kedushin. The yesh leila hachel ki agav the mokimach. If the poisel is the kedushin, and kedushin is a machel, so you can't say a machel should be a poisel. Aval ay de gerishin, the ain leila hachel de gerishin be mokimach. But gerishin is never a machel. So if gerishin isn't a machel, So apichesh it should be a poisel. That means if you lost the chuchat lula shaboy, some amelus, then it's a poisel take. Frek the gemore bechiteima ochiname yesh loy lachila bechayzeres. So the gemore says, you know, a get is also a machu. No one a get is a machu. I'll tell you a case. What is the din if a bas koyin marries a Yisroel? So she's not allowed to eat trume. He gives her a get. She's allowed to eat trume. So you see, a get can also be a machel. So if the Rabbanon had such a svore that a machel can never be a poisel, so a get can be a machel also. So what's the problem? V'chitei mochenami yesh lo lachila b'chizeres. Chizeres posko minei kreivu lebeinosha aval ho agidebe. So the Gemara answers as follows. That get is a koiris. A get that's a koiris could be a machu. This get is not a koiris. This get, what the Yovam gave to the Yovam, it's not a koiris. She's still mugit. So already you can't be medama these two getin. A get that's a koiris could be a machu. That's true. But this get is not a koiris. It's a get, but she's still mugit to him. So you can't stel to that get to this get. The two different getin. There's a get that's a sefer krisus, that's a koiris, and this get is not a koiris. So it can't stel to one get to the other get. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, vim taimo chanam yeshu lachidei geirishin gemurim b'chayzeres, dimoyim agarsha legamri hoysa chayzeres lebeisaviyo v'echeles betrume. So the Gemara says, there's a difference. There's poskel and milsa here, it's loy poskel. Nis almelu oin is garshu. Boi minei rabchia ba Yosef mishmu. We have a very difficult gemara. Let us try to the best of our abilities to try to explain a little bit. Boy minei rabchia ba Yosef mishmu. Koyin godu shekidesh esaktane ubogro tachtov. Now, before we get into the shayla of the Gemara, let us just say a poshet halacha. The halacha is the pasuk it says ve'isha b'psulah yikach, that a koyin godu is only permitted to marry a psula. That's halacha. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two, a kohen gadol is not permitted to marry a boigris. That means, why? Because a boigris is of the miktsas besulim. She doesn't have all the besulim when she becomes a boigris. So a kohen gadol is also to marry a boigris. Now, Rab Chiya bar Yosef asked a shayla from Shmuel, kohen gadol shekidish es haktane. Ubogra tachtov, that with Shas he made kedushin, she was a ktane, she was a psula, the eirusin was la'ela la'ela. No problem. Was kosher l'chol adeis. But he didn't make nisuin right away. Benkach benkach, she became a boigris. And, so the shayla is, mal. So l'chayre the shayla is he permitted to make nisuin? Submitted to make nesuin. He says the kedushin was in a psula. The nesuin will not be in a psula. That is the tzir of the shayla. Boser nesuin ozlinen, oi boser eresen ozlinen. You go boser nesuin, you go boser eresen. What does Rashi say? Ubogra tachtov, bimei eresen. Lutrashi ubogra tachtov, bimei eresen. Vechoyin godul, osa bebaigeres, kedemrine bemasnissen, umetzvosoi bektana oi benaira. Mahu. Lekoinso misha bogra oiloi. Boso kiche de eresen ozlinen, vishor yelei. Oy boson nisuin azlinen vekiven de bogra asirale. Now we have to understand what the shayla of the Gemara is, and then when Shmuel was poishet, we zichy have to understand what's happening. Perhaps the shayla in the Gemara was as follows: the Torah said. B'sula ma'am of yikachisha. You have to make a kicha in a b'sula. Now, over here, the nesuin will not be in a b'sula. The eresin was in a b'sula. Could be the Gemara and the Havamin understood that Eiris and the Nesuin is one big kiche. That means it's one big kiche. It starts with the Eiris and it's Nigma with the Nesuin. It's one big kiche. So the Gemara Klada Shaila Ozlinon, there was, now this one big kiche, was it a kiche in a psule? Was it a kiche in a beule? So if you, Ozlina, so what do you go after? If you go bosser da haschole, that means gufe bosser eishe grire. The iker is da haschole. So it was a kicha of a psule. Or maybe you go bosser the gemar. So it's called there was a kicha in a boigres, not in a psule. It seems the shaila was Ozlina. That means, that's zikha, the nisun is in a boigres, and the Eirisen is in Absula, that's no shah, but Ozlinon, that means, what's the Iker? It's one kiche, it's one large kiche. Do you go bosser the Eirisen? So you say, a kiche was done in Absula, or you go bosser the Nesuin that a kiche was done in a Boigris. Om aloi t'nisua. Oh, there's a Mishnah. Nis'almalu oynis garshu mina nesuin psulois mina eirisen ksheiris. So Shmuel was poishet the shayla from our Mishnah, which is Shemu Shamayim. Let us see what Rashi says. Let us first say what does it say in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah is a very innocent Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we're going according to Rav Meir. Rav Meir said that Amon lekain godol grusha v'chutz lekain hediyot min ha'erisin layoichlo betrumah. They're not allowed to eat trumah. Nis'armelo oynis garsh. Let's go according to Rav Meir. What if they became Amonis or grushas? Is min ha'nisuin, if there was already nisuin, psulais. So they're possible. So Rashi says, the Shav Yechalola Bibi Yosef, if it was Nesuin already, so then the Apostle. Min Eiresin Ksheiris. He says, so the Psul Eiresin, this Psul of Mishtameres Labi Yepsule, that Rameh was Mechadish, is only a Psul's money. Kozman, they're married, it's Apostle. They gave a get, so it's Mutter. So Shmuel was poishit this shayla from our Mishnah. So kan shayla ben, how, what do we see in our Mishnah? So let us see Rashi. V'kiven de bogro, oh yeah, min ha'erisen ksheiris. Alme bepsul kehune bosor nisuyin ozlinen. Midloi posel almone shenis arsa lekoyin godol umeis. So we see ozlinen bosor nisuin. Midloi posel almone shenis arsa lekoyin godol umeis. Why didn't he passel an almone lekoyin godol umeis? So we have to understand what is pshat. What did Shmuel see from this Mishnah? How was he poshet the shayla? Perhaps. This is l'chayre. How do we understand this din? We have a din. Mishtameres lebiya psule is posel. That's what Rab Meir said. Mishtameres labi yepsulas posel. So lachere, it's a, she's not a titrume. So this is a psul da rabbonon. What reason is she not allowed to eat trume? She's a din chalola mistame. That means mid da rabbonon, she's a mishtameres labi yepsula, she has a din chalola. So lachere, if she has a din chalola, how do we understand that after she got a get, ois chalola? That's a very interesting chalola. We don't find, look, it's a darabonon. In the darabonons alone, we also have to understand pshat. Lachayre need a gather. That means she's Mr. Meris, Labi Yipsule, so she's a halola, but only it's a temporary halola, not a full-fledged halola. That's one halola we have to understand. Then let's understand something else. This Mishnah is speaking about psulim derabono, mishtameres lebi yepsula, amono lekoin godol, grusha baralutza lekoin hedyet, mina erisin lo yoich lebetrume. So we're speaking about a psul of mishtameres lebi yepsula, psa derabono dik yepsul. So there's a machloikis, Rameya and Rabbelezer and Rab Shimon. Rameya says there is such a psul. Rabbelezer of Shimon says there's no such psul. This is beautiful. This belongs in Abol Yevimtai. This is the Rabbon and the Kipsulim. We have Machlaikas. Is there such a psul? Not such a psul. Fine. That's the Machlaikas, Rabbelezer of Shimon. Then the Mishnah continues. Nisa Amalu, what if she became an Almone? Zmina Nesuim Psulais. If it became a Mone, Mina Nesuim is Psulais. So Rashi says it's possible because she became a Chalola. Shkayach. I mean, that doesn't belong in this Mishnah. That means we're speaking about psulim darabono. We're speaking about psulim darabono. So say, it's not possible. And the psulim v'shteitzach, if he was boil, that's a posik in chumish. If a kain is boil, a grusha, she becomes a halola. I mean, this does not belong, the Mishnah is not a kitzur shulchan aruch. The Mishnah is telling us halachis. This is a double poshet miyoid l'chayra. How does this come into the Mishnah? So it could be that Shmuel understood that the Mishnah is telling us something. The Mishnah, we mentioned two ha'oris. One ha'ori, it's apsamot nechalolis, because the whole halolis is only a temporary halolis. Where do we find such a halolis? And then the Mishnah comes and tells us, mina nesuis psulis. So it could be the Mishnah is telling us as follows. That if the whole kiche was ba'avere, that means the whole kiche means eiris and anesum was ba'avere, then this taka psul oilami. Even at first she's also apostle, but the ikir is over here that the Mishnah wants to tell us. That what the Mishnah is saying, min anasun psulis min aeris and ksheiris, the Mishnah is coming to tell us, since the whole kiche was not ba'avere, so therefore there can't be a real psul of halolis, because the whole kiche wasn't ba'avere. So Shmuel understood, so it seems you look at the Azlin and Basa Nisuin. That's what you look at. If you'll be Azlin and Basa Eirisin, if the Iker is the Eirisin, and it's in you, the Gufa Basa Reishi Griri, everything Dreitzach mit the Eirisin, some Mele, then we wouldn't say that Nis Almanos Kshayris. If she's a Chalola, she's a Chalola. There's no such thing as a part-time Chalola. But it seems, Rabbi Holtz Kedushi Aveira Pasol, so because it seems that there wasn't a complete kicha of Aveira. The Ike kicha of Aveira is Nigma bin Isuim. So therefore, when they made a Pasos of Chalos, they also didn't make a complete Pasos. They made a temporary Pasos. Could be that is Pshat somehow in Rashi. So Memela, so Shmuel was Poishet to him that, Shmuel was poishet that you go bas on the swing. Don't go bas on the eris. That's Pshat and Rashi. Min eris and sheris. Alma bepsul kohune bas on the swing as leaning. Midalai posel almonish and his house alakoyin godal ameis. You don't go bas, if you go bas on the eris, so then they should have made her a halola forever. There's no such thing as a temporary halola. So al kochach, because it wasn't a completed Kedushi Aveira, because the Iker is the Gemar. Omale, so Rabchia told Shmuel, He told him, l'shov yechalol loike mi boili. That's not pshat the Mishnah. Pshat the Mishnah is that after Nisuin, she becomes a halol, he was boila. Not the Mishnah's tongue, it's absalomdis, that since there wasn't a complete kiche shal isa, the Mishnah is telling us that's absal the rabbonon, so they weren't machma. If he was boila, she becomes a halol. So this whole lumdis, he wasn't nachis to l'shav yichalol kami boili the biyehi the mishav yichalol ki kami boili boish bepsula yikach my kichah the kedushin boinin I kichah the nisuin beinam. So l'chayre the shaila changed a little bit. Not the shaila was ozlinin basar nisuin or yozlinin basar eresin. Now the Gemara Shaila was Kicha the Kedushin Be'ina and Kicha the Nisuin Be'ina. Dachsim the Shaila was like this. That means it's not all one. Before the Gemara Dachsim understood a Libet Rashi, it's all one big Kicha, and the beginning was an Absula, the end was in a Baigres, and Ozlinan, do you go, which is the Iker of this Kicha, of this one big Kicha, is the Iker, the beginning of the Gemara? Gemara said, no, there's no begin. The two different entities. There's a kiche of Eresen. There's a kiche of Nesuim. And now the Gemara claims a shaila. Is it sufficient or the whole mechayiv is only by kiche de kedushin? Kiche de kedushin beina. So as long as there was a kiche de kedushin in Absula, so that's finished. You don't need a kich of nisuin also in absula. A kich of the nisuin bina. Or maybe we need the kich of nisuin also has to be in absula. And now she's not absula. Now she's a baigris. Omalei, so he told him, a different shayla is this. Omalei, honami tenisu. We learned, iris as halmone. A person, a kayin hedyet, made iris in an halmone. When this man Eli is kain gadol, and then he became a kain gadol, yichnois, so he's kainis. So we see that what? How can he make nisuin? Amone lo yikach. It says that a kain gadol has to take an amone. So vice is the whole iser is kiche de kedushin, not kiche de nisuin. So memele, so he also the same thing. Enough from the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Shani Hosam Dersiv Yikach Isha. This is a special ribui. I mean, this is not a posha to din over here. Special ribui. This is a Iber Kabot Yikach Isha. That he's permitted to take her. Frag the Gemara, Rochenamik Siv Isha. Good. So let's see. From this ribui, we also learn how to say, you're telling me, Verkehrt, you're saying, you need a posik for this. That even though there's a kiche, Ninesuin of an amon l'kayin gadol, but it's a ribui that it's good. Abi the kicha of Eresen was good. Achinami ksiv. So also, slatvonat is then also that there was a kicha of Eresen in Absula, so that's sufficient. So the Gemara says, achinami ksiv. So Gemara says, isha achas v'loishtayim. No, we only marbe one thing. We're not marbe all cases. So we're only marbe that case. Take the Gemara marois. Listen. What's the chmein? Good, you're telling me there's a ribui. So these both cases have a striking similarity. Bishas Eresin, there was no problem. Bishas Nisuin, there is a problem. When you have a ribui, you can continue going with the Nisuin. So how do you know that it's going on this man Eli is going godel, and it's not going on a ktana shenasa baigris? So the Gemara answers, ho ishtani gufe, bo ho loy ishtani gufe. So what is Rashi? So Rashi says, yichnois, alme bosa eresen azlingen, dike go bosa eresen, shani hosam dachsiv isha, kim sula ma'ama vikach isha, vay isha kro yeseirehu, Mino ma bina lekama bepilkin dim iris almone nismanuli is kein godlo yichnais. So the Gemara says, achas v'loishtayim, teruzi, achas yeshlocho l'rabbis, v'loishtayim.
So the Gemara says, so what's the criteria? How do you know which one to be marbe? So the Gemara says, hoishtani gufe. Bei geres nishtane gufe min eresen le nisuin. A bei geres was nishtane gufe von eresen le nisuin. Amone loy nishtanis. So lechere, the lomdus of the Gemara is as follows. The bish loymem by an amone le koyin head yet. So this koyin got a heter in this amone. Bishas eresen, he had a heter in us. There was no problem. So, and afterwards he became a Kohen Gadol, so the heter remains. The heter, what he had, remains. Even though now there's nisuin. I have Yikach Isha. He could continue with that heter. He can make nisuin. But, if a Kohen Gadol got a heter in a psula, in a ketana, later she became a boigeres. This is another person. This is ishtani gufe. I got a heter in one guf, and now this is a different guf. Here the heter doesn't remain. That's l'chay repshat, according to Rashi. Now, let us see Tosfos. Ma'u bosel nesuin azlina, mitoich perish akuntres mashme, the Shmuel yoda the miboyle imuta l'kainse mishabogoy loy. The Shmuel know what the shayla was. Even though the Mishnah isn't speaking about a Nisa Kiche, the Mishnah is speaking about the Posel. That he said that somehow he was Madami Isa Kiche L'Isa Chalola, the Koshalari. The Mekore Poshet L'Shmuel, the Bosser Nesuin Azlinen. So that's different in the Gemara. That Shmuel was Madame Isa Kicha Lisa Chalola. That means Mishnah is speaking about she's Neschala left in Nesuin, and Shmuel was Madame, so therefore there's Nisa Kicha by Nesuin, Bosa Nesuin Azlina. The Koshalari, the Mikore Poshit Le Shmuel, the Bosa Nesuin Azlina. And Bosa Ochi Poshit Le, the Bosa Eresin Azlina. The whole thing is very modern. It's a very modern Zach. What did he answer him? He says, I don't have a shayla how she becomes a chalola. He also understood that that's not the kasha. Don't tell him what you're asking. He knows what you're asking. You wish to disagree how you were poshut to Shaila. You can disagree b'chol hakovod, but don't tell him, you know, I'm asking something else. He knew what you're asking, and he held he is poshut. So what do you tell him? I'm asking something else. So therefore, Tosfos says a whole different pshat in the Gemara. V'nira l'ri, d'shmuel ha'yesovo, d'miboy lei, ichoshev lei l'rameya mishtameres l'bi apsulam. There was a different shayla in Ganson. He called a shayla, a Kohen Gadol married a psula, made Eresin in a psula. Later she became a boigres. So the shayla was, is she mishtameres labi a psula? That means she's oimid l'nisuin. And the Rameyah hold mishtameres labi a psula is possible. So what are the tzodei ha-shayla? Kivin sha-kidushin hoyu beheta. But here the kidushin was beheta. We find on the Gemara daf nun vova mit beis when Rameya said his lomdes, Rameya reps alimud, ma kedushe reshus poislim, kedushe aveire loy kolshke. That was the lomdes. Rav Meir made an esik out of Kedusha Yaveira. Somehow the Kedusha Yaveira played a role in the psul. So the Gemara cleared now a shayla. Here you have a mishtameres lebiya psula, but there's no aveira. There's no aveira. So that was the shayla. What does Rav Meir hold? By a mishtameres l'bi a psula, that's not an aveira. Eloi, that was the shayla.
He could have said a teretz. Shmuel could have said, the zubi ekshayru, the mutalichnes, the kama basamach. Shmuel could have told him, you know, Yishael is family, no Yishael, ganus for you, he's allowed to marry her. Because that Shmuel held you learn now from Shmuel held it's the same thing, that if the Kedushin was behetas, everything is mutter. So he's allowed to marry, there's no bias sister. So that's what he could have told him. He wanted to say, let's not go into that. First of all, you're claiming along the Shishayla. Is there a din mishtameres labia psula if there wasn't kedusha yaveir? That's your shayla. The way you're claiming the shayla, it's not negeya because in this case it's, because in this case he's not mishtameres labia psula. Aba al kaponim, the shayla is along the Shishayla. Let's be patient to shayla. Ela lefidvorav shesovo da osalichnais meishevloi. According to you, meishevloi. Tanina. The min anisuyin psulois. Vekiven dikechalolis min anisuyin, since dikechalolis min anisuyin, svaru de bosar nisuyin ozlinan afilo oyu akedushin beheta. It could be. What is Pshat and Tais? What did he see in the Yisob Sagvalde Kizach in the Mishnah? What did he see in the Mishnah that he's bringing a raya that to the Shaila? Is Lechire, perhaps we could say the Chakire of the Shaila was as follows. If you learn the Kal Vachimer of Rameya, Madoch Kedushe Rishus is Ein Machilim Kedushe Aveira Leikolshkem. So it could be their Pshat is that it's a passless of Ein Machilim. She loses her right to eat Trume. A Bas Koyim marries a Yisrael. She loses the right to eat Trume. So Memele, so Kedusha Aveira, she loses the right. But it's not a din passless. It's a din, the Kedushin makes her lose her right. Kedusha Reshus makes her. Kedusha Aveira Bad Gibis. So it's losing her right. So Pshat is Kedushi Aveira takes away her schusim. So Memele, here there's a child, there's no Kedushi Aveira. So he told them, let's look in our Mishnah. As we mentioned before, why did the Mishnah mention Mina Nesuin Psulais? What's Ketus Miron? I mean, that's a portion of the din. So it seems from the Mishnah that the Paslus of Almona Lekayin Godl and Grusha Lekayin Hedyet is a Paslus of Chalolis. It's a paslus of psul. That means now she has a din chalola. That is pshat in the Mishnah. If the Mishnah bothered to tell me, mina nesuyis psulais, so it's coming to tell us that the psul chalolas min deraisa that comes about after nesuyim is chalmi derabon and after irisin. So it's a psul chalolas because she's mishtameres to become a chalola. So then it doesn't matter if it was kedushay het or kedushay yisa.